you were living in our neighborhood, and one day you and I guess there was you had a friend visiting. The two of you arrived in our yard, and you had your black hats and your coats, and you came. It was right around Sukkot, which is the harvest festival time, and you brought. Now you have to tell me what the two fruits are.
Lulav and etrog.
Yeah, because you wanted to do a mitzvah, a good deed in our house, because we were Jewish neighbors, and that was the first time we ever met. And you came, and you conducted us. Was it like a service in our house?
Yeah, a small ceremony service.
Yeah, and we talked, and then you went to some other Jewish family's house nearby. And I remember after you left, one of our neighbors came up to us because Sukkot takes place right around Halloween, and the neighbor came up and said, "Who were those guys? Were they dressed in Halloween costumes?" I said, "No, they've just moved into our community. It's part of the Jewish community." But it was something so different, and I was kind of wondering about what kind of reception you've had among non-Jews, and do people come up to you sometime and ask you what you're doing or anything?
I tell people all the time that I'm a walking advertisement for who I am. Just look at me and you see, you know exactly that. You see right away that I don't fit the
norm. Maybe you should describe how you look.
Right. Well, I usually walk around with a dark pair of pants, either gray or black or blue, and white shirt, jacket, and a hat, a black fedora, I guess it's called. And I have a beard. I don't touch my beard. If I'm not wearing my hat, then I have a skull cap, which is called a kippah, and I have these white strings that hang out the sides of my pants called tzitzit. So, kind of unique.
And, in Wilmington, you're very unique.
Yeah, in Wilmington, very unique. And our kids also have the kippah, and they also wear the tzitzit. So, we're very noticeable, very recognizable. For example, sometimes I would go at night shopping at Walmart, you know, the weekly shopping. And when we first got here, I used to go with my wife sometimes. And this is when she was pregnant with our daughter, Chayla. So, we went a few times, and we got to meet the workers because people recognize us. You have hundreds of people coming to Walmart, but there's only one that looks like us. So they came to recognize us as they kind of get to know us, and we always greet people. It's amazing how when you leave New York, suddenly everybody's greeting everybody. In New York, everybody's always rushing.
What about for you? Have there been experiences that you've had that have been culture shocking in any way coming to the South?
Yeah, things you didn't know.
I never knew what grits was before I came here, for example. Or the way people speak is interesting. It's cute, but for the most part, I appreciated the openness and the warmth that people have over here in the South. When one of our first visits, we were driving through Forest Hills, the neighborhood in which we live. So as I was driving around, a person driving past me waved at us. So I waved back, and I told my wife, it must be a mistake. He must have thought that I was somebody else. That's why he waved at me. And then the person driving the next car also waves at us. So I said, wow, this is neat. And they actually wave at people over here. People are very friendly. So I got the hang of it. I started waving to people and saying hello and good morning. And in New York, you never do that. And then we got back to New York. We landed in the airport, got there late at night, and I was all, you know, in a good mood, very happy mood, very, you know, friendly mood. And there was somebody there, a cleaner in the airport, who was sweeping the floor. And I say, hey, good evening. And he looked at me. And I said, well, welcome back to New York.